You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Right, we are about to step into our SME corner right now, and our SME this week is taking us into the world of fitness and wellness, an industry she's worked in for over two decades. She does operate quite a diversified health business, offering everything from workout gear to supplements, equipment, and health programs. She's mostly been doing this online, but recently took to the e-commerce store, one of the largest health and wellness sectors, into the physical brick and mortar space. And she opened that up in Nicolway Mall here in Johannesburg. Her name is Lisa Rally, and she's the founder of Bodykind, Bounty, and LR. Lisa, thanks so much for your time. First question, just that store that you did open earlier on this year, I believe in June or July it was, how are things going? How was that migration from e-commerce?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me tonight. When you say two decades, I was like, sure, but that old, my word. Okay, so let me talk about the migration. So we've been on, you know, an e-commerce store for about 2.5 years, and it was a very calculated risk that we took, because we've been playing around with the idea for about a year now. Do we go brick and mortar, don't we? And we started doing a lot of market research. By November last year, we started having these sort of in-person pop-ups, and we had to stop them, cancel them, postpone them many times because of lockdowns or regulations or just people being nervous, and we'd have to sort of close it down. But the minute we were able to have it, people rushed in to come and experience something that was tangible. They could touch and feel, they could try on, they could have a bra fitting done because we have a special bra. They could come and try a rebounder, they could ask questions. People were very hungry for that in-person engagement, that interaction. So we did this many times over, and through all those sort of little experiences, realized how much people are wanting to engage with our brand tangibly. So I think we did our research. We took a very long time to find our exact spots that we wanted, something that was central enough to service most areas in Gauteng. So we chose Bryanston, you know, the biggest suburb. And it's been a lot. It's been a 2.5 months, and it's been wonderful in so many ways because, you know, it's business, owner-led, owner-run. We very often, so we listen to our customers. We're able to generate products, make products, produce products quite quickly because mm-hmm. a lot of our products are South African. So when you listen to your customers, you engage with them on a personal level, it's wonderful because that next day we are R&Ding that next product. We're able to make it happen. We've heard it 10 times in the store over the last month. Okay, seriously, this is something that people need. So it's a wonderful way to meet a lot of people and to be able to listen to your customers and have that personal engagement. We've had challenges. You know, Nicolway Shopping Centre is not immune to things like, generators is smoking out the whole shopping centre.
Sure.
And, you know, there's no water in Bryanston, I'd say, a good 3 times a week. And I'm being serious. At the moment, it's so bad. And all the aircons are run by water. So when there's no water, there's no aircon. And then there's power trips, and it's just nonstop. I mean, we are navigating our way around really tricky times, and it's been a lot. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful in so many ways. We've learned a lot, but it's also challenging because it's 24/7, well, not 24/7, but it's 7 days a week, 365, and it's nonstop.
Yeah, I can imagine. And what then does that mean for your plans potentially? To open more stores. I mean, because you don't have this kind of drama of, you know, water shedding and load shedding on the e-commerce platform. And I'm just wondering if the physical challenges that you're experiencing right now are making you think twice about rolling out more physical stores.
Can I tell you why? No, we're very much going to roll out another 2 stores within the next 9 months. So we're definitely going to be doing that. I wouldn't say this year because we've been saying this analogy a lot, but I've just given birth to a baby. I don't want another baby so soon. I need a break. And we also want to make a lot of, you know, we need to make the mistakes. We need to learn from this to make sure the next one's more seamless. But an e-store has its own challenges in South Africa at the moment. You know, people are not online as much as they need to be because they can't get online. They don't have access to Wi-Fi when their power's out, mm-hmm. a lot of people. And also the towers go out a lot, so people are not able to even go shop, even if they wanted to. So, yes, we're still seeing, you know, purchases come through. People are luckily very interested in wellness. They are very much wanting to make sure that they look after themselves through these very stressful times. So we gifted and we're blessed in the way that our business is wellness driven. So I think that does help. But e-commerce stores have their own challenges. So power, Wi-Fi is a huge one. Another one is, you know, when we sell athleisure, we sell a beautiful body count sports bra. It doesn't fit somebody, mm-hmm. and then you've mm-hmm. got to take it back. You've got to return it. You've got to send them a different size. You don't have those kind of issues when you have a physical store. People walk in, they do the bra fitting, and they walk out with that bra, and they are immediately satisfied. So an e-store has other stuff. So I'd say that having both is actually a really great solution, because while the one, you know, is doing where the one that's got challenges like Wi-Fi and things like that, people could always go in store. And if people buy in store once and they trust your quality, they trust your sizing chart, they trust everything, the whole experience, then they're more likely to buy in store down the line. So like they do supplement and sort of help and complement each other a lot. They do both have challenges.
Yeah, I think you have raised the pros and cons of both platforms, and it makes sense why you're operating on both. Lisa, just a quick one. I see that you also work quite closely with your husband, and you did mention that you just recently had a baby, and I'm just wondering what's it like working with the man?
You know what? A couple of weeks ago, we actually asked you to sit on a stage. Leader X, I think it was, at Santa Convention Center. We sat on a stage and we spoke to other, you know, entrepreneurs, whether they've been there for a long time or considering starting up their own business. And the two of us spoke about like really human things. So, you know, raising funding and all that stuff, you know, you can kind of have access to that information all over. But we spoke about the human element, which is, you know, our whole family works in our business. Bella is engaged with a lot of our programs. She's 6. Bethany is our copywriter together with another copywriter in Cape Town, and she's our eldest. And then our middle child is operational. She's very, very smart. She helps us with the whole e-commerce pod system, integrating that, our merchandising system. It is major. So our whole family works in the business. So, you know, dinner time, we have to be strict about cutting off, putting our cell phones away, not talking about the business, but talking about other things. Mm-hmm. And same with Steph and I. You know, we have to be very disciplined about, okay, this is like play, this is work. So we need to compartmentalize. But in a nutshell, I think it's been a wonderful thing for the last 2 years. It's been 2 years now. He never used to understand the sacrifice that I needed to make, the hours I needed to work, the weekend work when everybody else isn't working. That's when they're engaging with exercise and fun stuff, shopping, etc. And I would not be at home always. So now that he's in the business and he knows what's required, he's a lot more patient. He's a lot more understanding. We are working together towards a common goal. And I think as long as we both stay in our lanes, him in the back office side, he works operationally in the business. I work on the marketing, the fun, the content creation side. We don't clash a lot because he stays there, I stay here, and we actually have a lot to talk about at the end of the day.
All right.
So we're very, very strict about.
All right, Lisa, sorry I had to cut you off there. Lisa Raleigh, the founder of Bodykind, Bounty, and LR, really interesting perspective about how it can work. Husband and wife working in one entity, it seems like the secret sauce is everyone staying in their lane. But she has wrapped up the market update for us. Thanks so much for listening. Handing you back over to the news desk for the 7 o'clock bulletin. Goodbye.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM market update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.